Hello, and welcome to Stronger Together,
a podcast about strength, wellness, and navigating the hard things.
I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're yoga and mindfulness instructors who know that the path to wellness isn't easy.
And it's even harder without community.
We're here to offer real conversations,
raw and honest moments,
and to remind you that you're never alone.
So make yourself comfy.
And let's do it.
Because we are all stronger together. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about transitions, why they're so challenging, why we dread them, and what we can do about them. So get ready right after this quick break. Hey, Char.
Hello.
Hello. You were counting me down, but I jumped in.
I know. You're ready. You're ready to transition ready. Right into the beginning.
I'm caffeinated and ready. Oh, my gosh. I'm cracking up. How is summer almost over? We're recording this. What is today? The 24th of August?
Today is the 24th of August, and I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
Like we just have no idea. Right before we started recording this, we were saying that we launched this season on May 9th.
That feels like an eternity ago.
May? Like what?
I don't even get it. I don't know how either. We're here. I don't know. I hope this resonates with people. Like, I don't know. We bent time. Something happened. I'm not sure. But you have to let us know if you are also feeling like time is moving so quickly. Okay, good. So, Char, I'm just trying to think. When I saw you this morning, I told you I was heading to go shop for my classroom.
Yep.
So that to me is like a big sign that, you know, as a teacher – summer's over.
I know. You're going back to school. What, in 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks. Yeah.
Less than two weeks.
I think so. I'm not even sure. But something around those lines. Yeah. Less than 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you're getting the fall yoga schedule ready.
Yeah. It's so funny because literally it feels like last week when I was like, happy last day of school.
I know.
And then we were like, oh, we're launching the summer schedule at the yoga studio. Like time is just flying. And I feel like transitioning between, I don't know, especially seasons can be so difficult to navigate.
Yeah. It's like transitioning seasons, transitioning, like for me, this like back to school, that hustle bustle. I don't know, but I feel like even if you're not a teacher or a student, everyone feels that back to school energy, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel that very much.
And it's like shoved down our face, like marketing wise. Like I went grocery shopping earlier and everything for Halloween is out.
Already?
Everything. Oh, and I was like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
I think we feel like time is almost being stolen from us a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
I totally agree with that. And then when I think about back to school, even now at age 29 years old, I feel like this kind of burst of like renewal in a sense, which is so interesting. I feel it more in September than I do in January.
Same.
Like this, people are going back to school shopping. Like you said, all the ads are like back to school shopping, getting back in your routine, which is so exciting and also so challenging because that means that what we're in right now is coming to an end.
Exactly. Yeah. And that feels like there's a sadness that kind of comes with that. And I know not everyone loves summer. Like some people really don't. And especially if you live in a part of the country where your summer is unbearable, like I get it. But here in the Northeast, I think that we get so excited for summer and then we feel this grief as summer's coming to an end. And then we're not really sure what to do with those feelings. So then we just get like pissed off.
Yeah. Not to mention the days can get like super hot too. I know definitely where we are. So that like those pissed off feelings just multiply. And then it's like, everything sucks. This everyone's is almost cranky. Over, but it sucks right now. Like, everyone's cranky.
Like the other night I was sitting down with my husband and I looked outside and it was like 8 o'clock and it was like dark. And I was pissed. I was like, what the? I can't believe it's dark out already. And he kind of looked at me like, what do you expect? Like, you know? But it's like this, I don't know, we have these cycles that we go through and we have sometimes just like this repetitive challenge for me anyway, this repetitive challenge of like remembering, like you said, like there's an excitement on the other end. Like this doesn't have to feel like there doesn't only have to be a sadness.
Definitely. And that's, I think, where like the art of mindfulness comes into play, because on one hand, we don't want to wish away the rest of summer, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to like focus so much on the excitement of fall coming and the new school year when you still have a little less than 2 weeks left, mm-hmm. you know, before you're going back to school. And yeah. if you're not a teacher or you're not a student, we still have like a month before it's officially fall.
That's true.
I actually don't know the date, but we like still
September
have time.
September 22nd or something like that. 21st. Okay,
so yeah. pretty much a month. But so there's this dance between enjoying the rest of the time that we're in right now mm-hmm. and also like getting ready and gearing up for the new moments.
Yeah. And like be staying rooted in the present mm-hmm. and feeling that glimmer of excitement about what's to come. But I think there's also, and you and I have experienced this firsthand, there's this feeling of disappointment of maybe not doing everything we hoped to do.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you and I had huge summer plans and we barely got to any of them.
I know. And it's, we just thought we had so much more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had plans to do things for the podcast, content mm-hmm. shoots. We plan to go paddle boarding, like yes. all of these things on our list that we're like, oh, we could do that next week. We could do that next week. And then all of a sudden next week is school.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
So there's this expectation mm-hmm. That we weren't able to meet, and a bunch of expectations. I know for my own life, I have this list of things I wanted to do this summer mm-hmm. and I haven't gotten through even half of it. And with expectations leads to suffering. Yep. And we hear that all the time in yoga. But the reason that happens is because when we're expecting things to go a certain way and then they don't, we're really putting our joy into like that expectation coming true.
Yeah.
And when that expectation doesn't come true, then we don't experience that joy that we reserved for that special moment. And so it's really robbing us of being happy.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's like, and that's what we want more of, right? We want yeah. more joy in our lives. But there is that there's a book called, I don't know if it's called The Science of Happiness. I need to look it up. It's written by Sean Acor. And he talks about how happiness is a moving target. Mm. And we're always kind of looking for the next shiny thing and looking for the next experience that will bring us joy and that will make us happy. And when you said that, I thought of that. And that's where the science of gratitude really comes in to combat that. It's like finding this place of what are you grateful for in this moment yeah. and having that daily gratitude practice and choosing joy, making joy a choice. Mm-hmm. Because if joy and happiness are moving targets, we are barely done feeling happy before we're looking for the next source of happiness.
For sure.
And that can really lead to suffering. I mean, and there's a lot of science that kind of backs that up. So, how do we stay like you and I talk about this on the pod all the time. There's multiple things can be true at once, right? So I can be happy and stay rooted in the present, but also be hopeful and excited for the future. And it's mm-hmm. okay to be sad. I mean, I'm sad we didn't paddleboard this summer at all.
Me too.
It's okay for us to yeah. feel that way, right?
Yeah. I mean,
we're still living a life of gratitude and counting our blessings, but it's okay to validate how we feel.
Yeah. And I think that is a practice that I don't like to say anybody should do something, but I think mm-hmm. that validating our own emotions and our experiences is really important for us on this mindfulness path.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think too, there's this space of saying, okay, so this is how I feel. Now, what am I going to do about it? Because mm-hmm. I don't want to look, and I'm saying the collective I, right? I don't mm-hmm. think we as humans want to always be in these cycles of feeling this grief and then this anticipation in a negative way about what's yeah. to come. Yeah. Right. I feel it like a lot of my friends and colleagues, and I did a couple of polls. I don't know if you got to see my stories, but it was like, what's your biggest back to school worry or anxiety for teachers, students, parents? And it's a lot of time management. It's a lot of what will my schedule look like? It's a lot of like, yeah, you said, you know, summer kind of feels like freedom to a lot of people. So yeah. it's that loss of freedom.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, people are like, I need to schedule back. It's almost like too much freedom.
Right. Yeah. Having a routine really can help people yeah. stay grounded.
Oh my God. I feel that absolutely. Like I'm just coming back from a vacation and I feel like definitely that. And we've talked about this on another episode. I can't remember what we titled it, but about getting out of whack of when you're on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was prioritizing wellness while on vacation.
Yes. I'm feeling that now. Like I was like, oh, I felt like yesterday, so exhausted.
Yeah.
Digestion was sluggish. All of those things that I usually feel after being on a vacation and trying to squeeze so much into a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for a schedule again.
Makes total sense to me. Yeah. I feel like that's the collective energy too, like around here. I don't know if you've noticed, but East Northport and Northport right now, the roads are pretty empty. Like during those high traffic times of day, actually, except for this morning, but
well, there
during
was road
those,
work.
Like, yeah, because everybody's taking those last few travels before the kids go back to school. And Russ and I are doing that this weekend too. We're going away because, you know, we thought all summer we had time to get away. And finally, the last weekend of summer, we're like, oh, we actually have to do this.
Right.
So I feel like there's this collective like energy of we've got to get the things done that we wanted to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's amazing, I also think that that can be a little bit, I don't want to say dangerous, but I think that trying to squeeze everything into last minute can be stressful.
Yeah.
And then it's like that joy out of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or like exactly like you said, you're thinking like, oh, okay, if I'm going to go on my trip this weekend and then I'll find my joy. Right.
It's
like same with me. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go into school tomorrow. I'm going to set up my classroom. And then I'll say, this is great. I'm going to check this off my box, which, you know, check that off my to-do list. And I will feel great when that's done because there's that sense of accomplishment that's important. And we're wired to want to be productive.
Yeah.
So of course that will feel good, but I could so easily, you know, drive away from my classroom and be like, okay, what do I have to do next? What's going to make me feel good next? So it's like, again, being rooted and grateful in the present with this hopeful anticipation in the future. But trying to, you know, I think today we really just wanted to give some strategies about how to maybe ease transitions, whether it's summer to fall, freedom to back to school. Like you, I think as a studio owner, there is that shift in season. What will the schedule look like? What do people want? What do people need?
Yeah. It's, for me, I've been feeling very anxious about it. Up until the point where I've been finding like new teachers to actually fill the slots, like, because there's so much change that's happening. And I know for a lot of people, whether it is, like you said, going back to school or whatever transition that you're navigating in your life, there's a lot of change that comes with transitions. And so to be able to like pin down what you need to do, manage anxiety through it, breathe with it, feel the good, feel the bad, and just like you said, try and find the little pockets of gratitude throughout.
Right.
It's it can be challenging to do. So our little checklist to get through something like this, I think, should start with identifying the feelings that come with what we're doing. So for me, doing like creating that fall schedule, I think the first feeling that I felt was anxiety.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then like that statement we say pretty much every episode, validating it. Like, it makes sense that I feel anxious given the fact that I've never run a studio in East Northport during the fall and I don't know the needs of the community yet. So validating why you feel a certain way, I think, is a good solid step number two.
Right. And I think that for our listeners, that is so empowering, right? It makes sense that I'm feeling anxious about returning back to school, given the fact that, and then whatever that is for you, I didn't get done as much as I had hoped. I'm worried about maintaining my self-care during the school year. It's funny, as I'm listening to us talk about this, and just like I said, it's okay to feel sad that you and I didn't paddleboard, but we're going to do it.
We are. Yeah.
We're going to chase that joy. No, we have a great month ahead. But I was telling you that I heard, it was on Gwyneth Paltrow's podcast, her Goop podcast, and she made a comment. And she said, I can't remember the context at the moment, but the powerful statement was, I am the architect of my own misery. And I've been really thinking about that. And I was like, oh my gosh, we so often make ourselves miserable during transitions. And history has shown us I'll just speak for myself. History has shown for me in my own life, I go back to school and I'm quite excited and I'm quite joyful. And I feel really good about myself and what I'm offering my students and the teaching community. And it's always a very positive experience in the long run.
Yeah.
Am I exhausted? Absolutely. Do I feel like I could go to bed at 5 p.m. that night? For sure.
For sure.
Am I grieving the long days of summer? Absolutely. But I don't want to be the architect of my own misery. I don't want to cloud these potentially great transition experiences with kind of me thinking that I'm going, that I should be sad.
Yeah. That makes total sense. And then if you are like really letting those emotions take over and not validating them, not acknowledging them, then you're missing out on the potential maybe connection you have with your new students, or maybe it's setting up your classroom in a way that brings you joy. And it's just like letting those negative, or letting that negativity be in the driver's seat. And that's just not, it's just not fun.
Right. Right. So then there's like that acknowledgement of, you know, why we feel the way we feel. So our, so I know you had said like, identify that feeling, validate it with that statement that we love. And then acknowledge maybe the importance of the experience that's coming to an end and why it feels special to you. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like what did, if we're talking about the summer, like what did the summer bring for you? What happened this summer? Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then that can hopefully catapult the feelings of joy back into the experience, where it's like, okay, I am feeling anxious. I am feeling sad. That totally makes sense. And summer had all of these great things happen. So we're kind of like making a list, like a joy list.
I have to do that sometimes, like on my day to day, like, and then also like looking back and being like, oh my God, summer went so quickly. But then I look back and I did 8,000 things. Yeah. And I was like, well, it couldn't have gone that quickly because how did I have time to do all of those things? Right. Yeah. So it is, it's like acknowledging what that experience brought.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then I think something good to do after that is, no matter, you know, I think it depends how much time you have left of the thing that's coming to an end.
Right.
But maybe there's one thing that you can put on this to-do list as this transition comes to an end, or this transition moves into the next thing. Like, again, if we're going with summer, maybe we say, listen, before we go back to school, before you go back to teaching, we've got to find one day to just go paddleboarding for an hour. Maybe it's in the pool. Who knows?
Yeah.
But get our feet on those paddleboards. And that's the one thing that we know can bring us joy, that we know can make us feel fulfilled. And I like that. And then depending on, you know, how much time you do have, maybe it's more than one thing. But I think at least one thing is important to identify.
Yeah. And do it and like plan it out so that it's manageable. I didn't even know we were going to talk about this today, but yesterday I was already starting to feel this like anticipatory anxiety. So I opened up my phone, I opened up a Fresh Notes app, and I wrote end of summer to-do list. And I picked like the four things I really wanted to try to accomplish in the next 10 days that I really wanted to do the whole summer that I didn't get a chance to do. Cause I was like, four is manageable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that sound crazy? That
no.
Four, maybe it should be one.
Well, it depends on what those things are.
That's like if it's true.
Going to Hershey Park, like maybe that's a lot.
Writing a book. But like things that just planning to do a couple of more things that I wanted to do. So that there is that sense of productivity and not so much grief.
Yeah. And I also think that, say it is one thing that we're choosing, making that one thing or those four things be something that you're not doing, like that you wouldn't be doing anyway. Like if it's not on your list, you're not going to do it, because that makes us more present. That makes us appreciate the moment more. That makes us grow more as people when we're doing something that's new. It teaches us new lessons. And there's just like a bunch of positive feelings that are associated with trying something that we don't normally do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. There's that excitement. There's the happy, their brain is going to, give us those happy chemicals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which there again is we're pairing, like, I think essentially what we're mapping out here is like this rewiring of what it means for an experience to end.
Mm-hmm.
We have such heavy neural pathways when it comes to like summer's ending, I should be miserable, school is starting, this is bad, you know? And it's like, is it possible, which we know it is, to rewire the end of something as something super positive?
Yeah, totally.
And I like the idea of doing that. And then just appreciating this transition instead of dreading it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And also just going back quickly to happiness is a moving target.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like when I heard you say that, just the word target, I think about how bad I am at darts and like how impossible it is to get that little bullseye. And if the target especially is moving, it can be so difficult to like search for that. Like if I have this one dart and I'm like, if I get a bullseye, then I'll be happy.
Right.
And how rare is it to actually get that?
Yeah.
You know, and if we're putting all of our happiness eggs in that one basket that we're going to get the bullseye, we're never going to be happy.
Yeah.
Or we're going to be happy
frustrating.
Once. Yeah.
And so, then here we are, the architect of our own misery, right? Mm-hmm, because this is my mindset. My mindset is I'll be happy when, I'll be happy if.
Yeah.
Everything will be great when. And it's like, no, not really.
Yeah.
We don't have control over that. The only things that we can control are, like we said, identify our feelings, validate them, acknowledge the experience and the positivity that it brought.
Mm-hmm.
Identify one or four or four things that you want to do and make a plan to actually do it. Like you and I are going to, we're going to put that date on the calendar.
For sure. Yeah.
I have to say my friends are that my colleagues and you know, my school family, we're really good about that, but we start in June, like June 1st. And we start talking about the summer calendar, the summer fun calendar. And then we all like cross-reference our vacations and we literally make a plan before school ends. We're going to do this, 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 and this.
That's amazing.
And we try to bring it through the whole summer. We've gotten really good at it. And
yeah, I feel like you're always going on walks with your school friends or going to here and there. I think that's amazing.
And it feels really good. And it feels like it just feels really good because we know how much we love spending time together and we want to, and we don't want the summer to go by without having those carefully constructed moments. So we're just like, let's do it. So that plan is important.
Yeah, I agree.
Then
actually getting it done.
Of your own happiness, right?
Oh my gosh. I love that little reframe.
like here we go.
Yeah.
And now this is kind of funny though, because when I was school shopping today, I did buy some fall decorations for my house.
How could you not?
Yeah, because I'm like, I want to enjoy this transition. And I just found like this cute little thing that I kind of put together. And I'm like, I almost put it back. I was like, you don't need this. You're not going to buy this. And then I was like, wait, hold on a second. It's making you so happy just being in your cart. I can picture it at my house. I'm doing it.
Yeah,
I'm
there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like you're like decorating your entire house for Halloween right now. Like it's something that you know will bring you joy when it's time to decorate. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited about that. But I do appreciate this idea of having a slow transition into fall.
Me too. Because we are so go, go, go by nature. And I know one of the things that you and I really preach and practice as well is slowing down and enjoying where we are right now and being mindful, living that mindful life because we know how good it feels and we just want everybody to experience that as well.
Totally. So how are you going to slow transition to fall? Oh, you're going on vacation.
Going on vacation this weekend.
Okay. Squeezing out some more.
Yeah. And then so Russ and I were going to do this Labor Day gym event on actual Labor Day where we had like a backyard like bash, like a big party. But we were like, you know what? We're just not going to. We are not going to do an event because we have a lot of fun things coming up in the fall. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to take that Monday to be off of work and go to like a new local coffee shop or something
like
that.
I love that idea.
Be slow. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that idea. Yeah. It's not like I have to squeeze everything in. I'm never going to have an opportunity. Just like really slowing down and enjoying these last couple weeks.
Yeah. It's so true.
So I know we talked a lot. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
I was just going to say, do you have anything on your slow transition list?
I mean, I do find it's hard for me because I feel as though it's like I'm on like a bulldozer back to school.
Yeah.
but I have, I have big things coming up. My boys are going to be leaving again. I have to help move them back into school in their house. So I think for me, it's going to be just kind of slowly appreciating that those last few days before school does start and just take it really slow, you know, like a long walk at the beach and not not allow myself to get totally enveloped in the day after Labor Day when school starts, but to really, to really just slow down, enjoy, instead of like, oh, I hear Pep purring.
she's purring.
She sounds so cute. instead of anticipating feeling miserable when my nest is empty again, instead just kind of looking forward to some quiet, calm, relaxing days.
I love that.
Yeah. What I was going to say was, I know we talked a lot about summer, but these teachings can be applied to any transition, I think, because it really is that recognizing when we get into that loop of our happiness is a moving target and we choose to just stop moving and find our happiness right here, right now.
Yeah. So let's, before we end, let's find something that we can be happy about right in this moment. So for me, I mean, you probably hear it's my purring cat, my 6-year-old angel right next to me, who I can walk by sometimes and not even realize she's in the same house as me. Like, it's so easy to take the things that we see and the people we see every day for granted. But right now in this moment, I've got my happy cat right next to me.
I love that.
Yeah.
For me right now in this moment is, as we're recording, I hear footsteps upstairs, heavy footsteps. And I hope it didn't come through in the recording, but I'm choosing that as my happiness, because that means that my boys are home. And when we hang up, I'm going to go spend some time with them.
I love that.
Yeah.
Aww. And so, you listening, we encourage you to find one thing right now that you can identify as happiness for you.
I love it. Thanks, Shar.
Of course. Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Happy end of summer.
See you in the fall.
Take care. Bye-bye. We hope you loved that episode of Stronger Together.
And if you did, can you please share it with your friends and your family and your neighbors?
Yes, help us get this out there so that we can connect with more people.
And guess what? Spotify allows you to rate now. So if you're listening on Spotify, can you please rate for us? And yes. Apple Podcasts lets you review. So review.
5 stars on Spotify and tell us what you love about the podcast. We are so happy that you're part of this community.
We love you.